Well, we'd hope to get Randy Doughty, but he had he's been 2 hours late for everything he's done today. People keep grabbing his elbow and talking to him about growing 500 some bushel to the acre corn and being the world record soybean grower. So got the next best thing, a guy who knows all about growing great crops, Alan Berry from Calmer Cornheads. Good to see you again, Alan.
Glad to be here and be part of it. We sure like to welcome you to be part of our booth here this year. We've had a lot of attention since you've been around. You helped draw them in too.
Okay, good. Thank you. It's been fun. It's been really an honor to be here. It's because we do always do broadcasts from the floor, and being at a high class booth like yours, it's been fun. So your thoughts on the show this year? There's a lot of people here.
Yes, I think this is probably the best Commodity Classic attendance show that we've had. Yesterday we were just swamped, it seemed like, all day with people in and out, a lot of traffic, and today's been real good. We're getting here at the last hour. It's maybe slacked off now a little bit, but overall the commodity for 2019 here has just been a fantastic year for us. We always do pretty well here, but this is the best one ever.
Farmers are that come to this show, they are the some of the best farmers in the country. They're always interested in gaining the advantage to get the next 5 to 8 bushel to the acre. And as I've discovered, dealing with residue and getting that nutrients out of the last year's corn crop back into the soil, that's another way of getting that done.
Definitely is. And tomorrow morning we are sponsoring the University of Illinois. Has got a couple of people here going to speak that will be talking about residue management, and of course that's what our specialty is with our BT chopper stock rolls. So I think we're on the right track. It seems like residue is getting more and more of a problem with the BT corn stalks. Higher populations people are planting, and you just have to deal with that stuff. So our BT choppers chop that up. Microbes go to work on it. A few months later, it's all turned into organic matter, and that's what we really want to get to happen.
All right. Saturday morning on the main stage, the great entertainer Fred Bielow from the University of Illinois. What a great guy. We visited with him yesterday. Great guy.
Yeah, Fred's a character. He knows his stuff very well, and he communicates very well with people. Extremely interesting guy to listen to him talk because he knows what he's talking about. He presents it very well. And he's got the data to back up what he says.